off after.
Thank you for calling XPO. This is Tyler speaking. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Tyler. This is Nate. I'd like to update a work order.
Okay, bear with me for just a moment.
Yeah, no problem.
May I have that order number?
The order number is 06, F as in Frank, 5, A as in Apple, C as in Charles, A as in Apple.
Bear with me for just a moment.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, and that order number is 06, F as in Frank, 5, A as in Apple, C as in Cat, A as in Apple.
Yes.
I'm not finding anything with that order number.
No, I got 06, F as in Frank, number 5, A as in Apple, C as in Charles, A as in Apple. Is that what you asked?
I missed one F, but I have it for you. Give me just a moment.
Oh, okay.
And this is for Sherita Mills?
Yes. Oh, and I talked to the customer. The customers, it's supposed to be at 7823 Noel Valley Rose, Verona.
Okay.
Wisconsin. Yeah. Like I was saying, I talked to the customer. The customer said that it's supposed to be a microwave with a trim, that goes around it. She's saying that the microwave has not arrived at her home yet. And her microwave hasn't arrived at her home yet. That it actually got delivered to the wrong address. I talked to Brian. At the warehouse to see what's going on with her order, and he said that they don't have a microwave for her as well at the store. So unfortunately we cannot go out to the customer to do the install.
Okay, bear with me for just a moment.
Yeah, no problem. That's 1122. Right there.
Mm-hmm. On the side or the back?
The back.
Okay, I will go ahead and update this on the account. And do you need a trip charge?
No.
Okay, I will go ahead and update the account, okay?
All right, cool. And then is there a chance you could take it off of my e-track, too?
Yes, I will go ahead and get it closed out, okay?
Okay, cool.
Thank you for calling XCL. And you have a great rest of your day.
Yes, you as well. Bye.